generally the track they run on is different than the track in the morning, so it's more of just them getting settled into their surroundings and seeing everything one time or so. So
is the elevated white count, do you think that was caused for the shipping?
Yes.
Did that happen before?
No, and he looked great. We routinely do a lot of blood checking before we ship them and after we ship them, just for that purpose. So not a big deal. We put him on some antibiotics, took a blood 4 or 5 days later, and it was perfect. So he's been great.
That work at Keeneland in the noon hour, just talk about that a little bit, Doug, with a nice crowd on hand to watch that.
Well, that was
time for you.
That was awesome. Yeah, his work right before the races, again, thanks to the Keeneland management for letting us do that. Santa Anita had let us do that a couple times as well, and it's just so nice to have the whole track to yourself. He looked great. You know, he thrived on. There was a lot of people in the stands there, and people were yelling his name, and so just so proud, and again, just so privileged to be part of his training. And Mario Gutierrez had flown out to work him, and you know, he was just smiling ear to ear after the work at how happy he was with how he felt and the amount of energy that he displayed. And he literally barely drank any water coming back when he got back to the barn, cooled out super quickly, and that really deemed to us that he's fit and ready to roll for the next one.
Through the course of his career, when did it begin to occur to you this isn't just a precocious 2-year-old, he's a horse that can develop, mature, go a distance, etc.?
Well, I think, you know, the front runner, I guess the very first time he stretched out was a good sign. You know, that was coming back 19 days after his previous race, so he didn't have a lot of time to prepare to go 2 turns, so he got the job done. And then I think the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland really showed how good he is. You know, a 14-horse field, he broke from the outs to the 12-hole, got banged around leaving there, and, you know, in these kind of races, you do a lot of strategizing and planning, so the whole team read him before the Breeders' Cup was to be forwardly placed, and Mario had to do his best Peyton Manning and call an audible, so just to see him lose his position, go wide on both turns, and still get it done, that's when we all started getting the real goosebumps, thinking if he stays injury-free, there's no telling what he could do.
Is it different for you as a trainer coming back here now this year with this horse as opposed to previous years? Are you more nervous? Are you more relaxed? What?
More calm. I mean, we're excited. I'm very excited. But, I think it's the whole team, the whole family here at the barn. We're more at ease, probably. And having gotten lucky in 2012, it really taught us to just, you don't have to do anything special. You know, going a mile and a quarter for the first time, there is that thought, maybe I need to do more with them or gallop them more. And then with all the people that are going to be here, you think, God, maybe I need to school them more. And we just kind of kept our routine up, and it worked in 2012. So that's given us, you know, calm to do the same with this guy.
Is it difficult to keep him where he's at and moving just a little bit forward every day in his preparation?
Well, you know, that was the goal with just having 2 preps as a 3-year-old. We thought that was a good way to kind of keep him fresh and ready for May 7th.
You said the schooling on Wednesday. Would that be a morning or an afternoon?
That'd be a morning. On his way to his jog, he'll walk through the paddock, and then from there he'll walk to the gate and visit the gate crew. So it'll be kind of an easy day exercise-wise, but it'll be a more of a mental exercise for him with the paddock and the gate crew.
Most people seem to think the California group is very strong. Then you went and beat another undefeated in Florida. So, I mean, you feel like you passed all tests pretty much?
I do. You know, I do feel, it's not like there's any better horseman in California than there is anywhere across the country. But I think we're blessed with the weather. We have such good weather consistently. And I think the horses are a tad more fit in the West Coast. And I'm hoping that's the case this year, too.
Doug, you know what it feels like to kind of go through the hype machine as the Triple Crown goes on. Have you felt it at all, like having the Derby favorite, the 2-year-old champion, undefeated horse? Have you felt any similar?
Oh, I feel it all the time. Yeah. It's, you just realize how lucky you are and how privileged you are to have an athlete like him who's just so mentally tough and so physically tough, and to have a family like we have here with Elias' groom is just unbelievable. I mean, if any of us were horses, you'd want Elias taking care of us. He's just such a gentle soul. He's a great horseman. Then Johnny Garcia, who's, you know, got ice running through his veins. He's so cool and calm and has great hands. So, it's just really exciting. And I think this time we're just trying to soak it all in more than 2012 was maybe a little bit of a blur. We're trying to slow this down and enjoy every bit of it.
Doug, it's part of that because you have won the Derby now that you feel like anything else, and it's all the same connections. It's not like it's a different owner you're trying to get there. That this is like almost Lanyap or something.
What's that word?
That's Louisiana, like extra, a little bit extra.
Phone a friend on it.
But I mean, we've all seen people that come in here with the big favorite, and a lot of times they are washing out and they are so tense, and you're so relaxed.
Well, I don't know what I look like. I feel like I'm sweating.
Are you not relaxed inside?
Well, I am excited. You know, it's very exciting. And you do, when you get here in the morning, you walk down the shed row, one eye open, one eye closed, you know, because anything can happen with these beautiful animals. But as soon as I see Aaliyah smiling, I start smiling, and I know that Nyquist is eating up and his legs look good. So, but that is, I think, every trainer, every horse owner, every groom, everyone back here, you know, you realize how precious these guys are, how big they are, how much energy they put into their exercise, that, you know, you just got to keep them injury-free. That's the key. So, you know, if it was a basketball team and a guy got injured, you bring in another guy off the bench. But unfortunately, we don't have anybody else on the bench to come in for Nyquist. So I think that's the stressful part, the first few minutes when I'm at the barn. If that goes good, then it's all just icing on the cake the rest of the morning.
You think there'd be more hype around your horse if there hadn't been a Triple Crown winner last year?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Not sure. We'll tell you. It's been really cool. There's been a lot of people have come by and want to see him, and just being part of a horse like that, it's been awesome.
I'll have another really kind of touted himself that he's really strong. Like, we'd be looking, is he working or is he galloping?
I know.
And your filly in New Orleans did the same thing, Landover. Yeah. See, how does this horse gallop in comparison?
He's a little bit more in control. He can be strong, but he's a little bit more in control. And we've just learned through the process with him that he's good with one day jog, one day gallop. So, but we'll see. He's going to gallop here Tuesday, so we'll see. Landover C is going to gallop here tomorrow, so we'll see how she goes. She's got a lot of energy, so.
Speaking of Landover C, I mean, you got a pretty nice runner for the Oaks. Give me a little more update on her and how she did at Keeneland and how she's doing here.
She's doing really well. You know, she won that race at Fairgrounds, and she's really thrived since that. And like Nyquist, she really loved Keeneland as well. It's so tranquil there. And she's a filly at times, you know, you struggle keeping good weight on her. And right now her weight's as good as it's ever been. Her energy's great. So, you know, we're optimistic she's going to run a big race, especially with Songbird out. Wow. I think it's opened up the field for a lot of us.
Read those PPs.
Yeah, it's wide open.
Songbird on everybody's dance card.